You are listening to Tuesday Talk with Liz on Audibly Legible Radio Network, presented by Simplecast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your co-host of Tuesday Talk with Liz, Ewokalypse79. How's it going, Liz?
Hi, and this is your host, Liz. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, babe.
As you guys know, we missed last week, right? For those of you who missed us, we apologize.
Deeply. We are so, so sorry. But we do have a good reason why we missed it.
Yeah. So we've been getting a lot of stuff together here. And, you know, in an attempt, we on our last episode, I think we discussed our friend that was coming from Oklahoma. Well, he's finally arrived. Now he's with us. And so in addition to helping my group insurmountably with our online presence and optimizing our search engine.
Do you want to emphasize on your friends so that our audience knows who you're talking about?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm building it up.
Got it.
So... the man I'm speaking about is Trevor John Michaels. We talked about him last time, and you know, he's an integral part of not only the Weapon of the Masses, but now but here with us at Audibly Legible Radio. Is you guys we kind of let you know, but we haven't really gotten into the specifics. So He comes from a background. He has some radio experience and just a lot of experience with the other artists from where he has hailed from in the places that he's originally from, Pennsylvania, but made his way through the Detroit scene and then down to
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma. And so it was cool, you know, because we developed a relationship online and we were talking through through our mutual friend, Dave, Audio Crack Records. And yeah, so we're happy to have him here now. And we're going to be actually...
he's actually in the studio with us right now, yeah. Just watching and...
Shadowing
to see how we do all of our... episodes, and today is his first on Tuesday Talk. But I want to go back to why we didn't do Tuesday Talk with Liz last week. Was my daughter was having problems breathing, and Desi had to rush her to the hospital.
Right.
And she called us a few hours later, and she tested positive for COVID and influenza.
Right. So, I mean, you can imagine that's kind of a double whammy, having the influenza A, and then on top of that, having the COVID, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that being said, it was kind of a
crazy Tuesday running around.
On top of that, you know, he's on his way here, you know, and we're trying to prep, and, you know, so there was a lot of inconsistency, and we were having some technical difficulties also. So but we're back online. We're happy to say we're back. We're going to be having all of our scheduled programming back exactly where it belongs.
Yeah.
And you know, we're happy to have you guys back again, you know. We're happy for you guys to hear us again, you know?
Yes, we missed you so much. It was like that Tuesday running around, it was like, we got to go back and do Tuesday Talk with Liz. But by the time we picked Rayanne back up from the hospital, because they released her, you know, gave her some meds that we had to go wait and get them from the pharmacy. And on top of that, I didn't even have dinner ready. We were just frantically just, our whole day, our whole world was turned upside down. You hear COVID and everybody freaks out. So
right. That
was me. Desi was the calm one.
Of course.
And by the time we got in and got situated, the whole last week and weekend, the granddaughter slept with us because, you know, we have to be quarantined from Mama. So it was a little difficult for her not seeing her mom, but exciting because Papa Dez let her jump on the bed all night long.
And it was cool. So and during that time, I know that last time that we had spoke with you guys, I had really just barely kind of gotten into my Skyrim thing that became an obsession, which I had never experienced before. So this was like a first time for me. Like, I was really stoked and also really kind of tired at the same time. So, but it was cool because I've gotten a lot further now, and you know, with Trevor here now, like, he has a lot of experience in that, and he actually helped me on one of my particular quests that helped me move further. And so I love, you know, the part that you know, we get to share with you guys about, like, the movies and the things that we've been you know, kind of engaged in.
Yeah, and since we've been on quarantine lockdown, he's really gotten good at Skyrim.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, that is actually
he's a dragon slayer.
But I will tell you, we had some extremely encouraging news today, right?
Yes, we did.
So, as it turns out, today is the 2nd of February, 2021. And, February. What am I talking
March,
about?
Baby.
March. We're talking about, I'm talking about the 2nd of March. My bad, you guys.
Right? He still sucks.
2nd of March. Okay, so the 2nd of March. So, they're going to be lifting the ban of wearing masks in Texas, right? And as of the 15th, everything is going to be open to full capacity.
Yep.
So.
That means bars, restaurants, everything, 100%. Open.
And I'm guessing that we're going to probably be next, you know, as far as just being able to be at full capacity.
We're just guessing here because Vegas, of course, is a huge travel destination
right?
for plenty of folks. And not just in the United States, but around the world. All the countries come here. So they want to make sure here that if they open everything back up 100%, that they're doing it.
Well, they're under new regulations now, right? There's a whole new a way, you know, cleaning and all that. That's expected.
Yeah. But they also want to make sure the people that are traveling here are not bringing it back here because, you know, everyone's done their part in their different states to make sure that we're trying to, you know, wear the mask, do the social distancing, and do everything in our power to get rid of this stupid thing.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even want to think about it. Like, let's not even push the agenda that it could perpetuate further and we have to wait for another strain. We're getting better. Let's start saying that and making that a thing.
Okay,
so
let's get better.
We're getting better, you know?
Okay.
So, but this is encouraging. And the reason I say that is because for those of you that have paid attention, like, and have been listening to some of the other programs, I had the guys from Rhyme Apes, Echoes of Oratory, and one of the guys, Brainstorm, lives in San Antonio, Texas. And I saw that he's going to be, let me just big up him first, because he's like one of the first that's going to be doing his show after this whole thing. And I got to give it up to the brother. That's, you know, if any of you guys out there, if there's anywhere where that you're listening that is open that will host live music, I'm please asking you to reach out to us because we would love for you to, like, host us and have us out there. This is a big deal.
I did want to emphasize, he said, please asking you.
I am.
He is.
Humbly.
Like, his guys and him are just itching to get back out there. I know you guys know our story. When I first met Desi, I was supposed to actually see him on his last, was it the last?
The last performance before the whole thing was supposed
to be. Before COVID was a thing.
Right. We were supposed to open up for the homie Afro, All Flows Reach Out. Shout out Raw the Rugged Man, Ari Rugged Man. And dude, she didn't get to see us. And I'm really upset about that because we've been married.
August 12th will be a year.
We've been together almost a year.
Uh-huh.
And
I haven't seen him perform.
And she hasn't seen me perform. And this is uncanny because I'm Ewok from Weapon of the Masses. You know, this is what we do.
I was lucky because I took the days off of work and everything to just hang out. Because he wasn't supposed to perform until Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I took Monday and Tuesday.
Shout out Katie Jake's Neighborhood Watch.
So I took Monday and Tuesday off because he was going to end it early enough that he could have drove us back to Vegas and I could have slept.
And then and that was
home.
The plan.
Yeah, and then got home with probably enough time that I can sleep another 3 or 4 hours before I had to actually get up and go back to work. But it didn't happen, so we just came back to Vegas.
So this is why I'm really, so bringing it all back around, I'm really excited that we're seeing this. And from what I was just hearing from my wife right now, I'm going to try to follow up to make sure that I'm as concise with my reporting as possible. But Dr. Fauci was saying that something to the effect that he just wants to keep New York and California closed off for right now. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, I mean, that sucks. That really does suck, you know, in a lot of ways. But the show must go on.
But all you other folks out there that if
but
you're
everywhere
open,
else, you know,
and we can perform there.
Arizona, here in Nevada, you know, my boy Guido just moved up to Meridian, Idaho. So I'm sure there's a hip hop scene up there, and you know, so I'm just reaching out. I don't want to take up too much time and wait, you know, focus too much time in that. But I just, you know, I think that would be something that would be nice to. So reach out to us, you guys.
So I just wanted to add the last thing about the COVID, because I don't want to talk about COVID anymore after this. So yesterday I actually had to go get tested because I'm, of course, still congested. I don't think it's COVID, but they don't know what it is either. So,
But as you guys know, look, we've been on here. You guys have heard her. She's been like this for a while. This has been since last year. She's been like
since
this.
Since we came back
from
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff, yeah.
After we fell into the lake.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be going back in. They're going to do some x-rays, see what's going on in there. And hopefully it's something minor. Right.
We shall see. I mean, let's be fair. These guys don't practice health. They practice medicine. Right. they're here to push medicine. These guys are, I know. I was a nurse for years. That's what I did. I used to push their medicines.
So I also told Desmond, because I'm a Rh negative blood type. And I also looked that up. And it really just said on there that Rh negative blood type is a... has a lower risk of actually getting COVID.
Yeah.
So
like, for those of you who doesn't understand what asymptomatic means, it means absent of symptoms. Uh-huh. So you could have something, COVID. Uh-huh. But you could be absent of all the symptoms and never display symptoms.
Right. So I don't have, like, the sore throat. I don't have the cough.
Right.
I don't have a lot of the earaches, the headaches, or whatever that's going on with it. They said it's supposed to be, and knock on wood, because I don't think I want it, because a lot of them say the headaches and the sore throat is something that's really painful. So I'm glad I don't have the symptoms, but I can still have COVID. But I got my fingers crossed. I have a prayer chain going out to make sure that comes back negative.
So
on to our next topic, babe.
It's in addition to that. So we've been spending some time home, right? And so, like, a part of what we, I've been spending time on the Skyrim thing. And then there's been a couple movies, you know, you guys are used to us kind of sharing with you a lot of the stuff that we watched. And there really hasn't been a lot. We've been kind of trying to keep our spirits up. So we've been watching a lot of, like,
old,
you know,
Disney cartoons.
Well, yeah, the Disney cartoons and things of that nature. So if you guys got that,
the Disney channel
on, you know, the app or whatever, that thing is amazing. They have stuff. If you guys grew up on that stuff, like, there's some really, really, really cool stuff growing up that I remember having on Betamax and just watching that over and over again. And but we've been watching kind of things to kind of, like, up our spirits. So we've been watching a lot of stuff of, like, you know, cats falling and stuff, like, on YouTube. Yeah. A lot of YouTube series. As you know, my wife likes to watch people get their...
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah. And on any given day, at any given moment, I'll be laying there, what are you watching? She'll turn the thing to me, and I'll just watch this guy's, like, cyst being burst open.
And it's a new one. It's not with Dr. Pimple. It's called the Spa Day.
Yeah, and they're real, you know, I mean, these are like in probably third world countries. You can tell that the people like are you know, struggling with, you know, and
hygiene.
And if you're there, you know, and you're those folks, you know, hey, like, you, I'm sure you guys know that you guys are being filmed, whether or not, like, I mean, I got to give it up to you guys. Kudos, man, because, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can go viral out there, and I got to give it to you. Those because there's people that watch them. I mean, between her and
Dorothy.
Now, automatically, right now, as I'm carrying on, there's a, oh, they know about Dorothy. Yes, we know about Dorothy. And
she eats lots of noodles. Yes, and spicy.
So to you guys, like, who have helped her reach her million subscribers and however many views on all her videos and stuff like that, big ups to you, because that girl, like,
Desi can't stand her.
No, are you kidding? I watched it with her. Like, I'm like, you know, she's hi, you know, and just like, you know, you're like listening to her throat. You're listening like this, right? Like, you know, and it's like, you know, it's great. You know, I mean, she's drinking hibiscus tea and everything, and it's hilarious.
She's awesome. My granddaughter absolutely loves her. She wants to eat like Dorothy, but.
Yeah, no.
She's a noodle head, my daughter. My granddaughter, she's 3. She loves noodles.
Yeah,
so.
Most people do.
And speaking of noodles, tonight's spaghetti night. So that's spaghetti, what's for daddy, you know? For dinner.
Hey, it's all about that sauce. You know, I already told you about the sauce. Hey, so, that's what we...
kind of been doing.
I've been doing. It's been kind of like a lot of, like, just a modge podge of just... you know, stuff to try to kind of like keep our spirits up and everything right now. But the other day, we're here, it's the weekend, and I don't know, they're, you know,
you and
Liz
Trev,
and Ray are out in the front, and we're out in the front too in the living room, and we're cleaning up around the house, and they have a movie on, right? And so... Liz and Ray are carrying on about the storyline, and, you know, oh my god, these fucking bitches, and blah 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 blah, and I'm just like, what the hell is this, what's going on here, you know? And so finally, like, we're kind of in there, I'm coming in and out, me and Trev are talking, and at some point I'm like, standing there watching, I'm like, oh, Diane Weiss is in here. Like, okay, let's see what's going on, because, you know, she's known to be like a, you know, a really well-rounded actress and stuff. And so I was like, I wanted to kind of, and the who's the main kid, the blonde lady that
Rosamund Pike.
Okay, she, you guys are familiar with her, you know, right away, and I've seen her in a lot of stuff. I can't recall right off the top stuff like that I've seen her in, but I've seen her in a lot of stuff recently. Like, she's like an actress that has been putting in a lot of work.
She's been in Jack Reacher. She's been in she was a girl in Gone Girl.
Oh, that's right.
Dying of the Day. Remember Doom? We were talking
that's
about her.
That's why. And Gone Girl. If you guys have watched Gone Girl with Ben Affleck, whoa, you guys bug out. Anyways, but yeah, so that's why she's very she's got this kind of like,
nice, lovely sister in Pride and Prejudice.
Oh my god, yeah,
the
okay,
sweet one.
So she's she plays this character in this movie, and I gotta tell you, you're watching it, as you're watching this movie, you get drawn into it, and you're thinking to yourself, oh god, I can't wait for these people to get their just desserts. And you get all the way towards the end, and it just keeps progressively getting worse and worse and worse. And you're just like, wait, how many minutes are left? Like, we are literally at the very end.
And we turned it off because we were so pissed.
I was so pissed off. I was ready to start, you know, going on, writing horrible Yelp reviews about everybody involved in that shit. Like, I was ready to go, like, go on a full-on social media rant.
And if you watch the movie, I want you to take time and actually watch the movie, because I guarantee you 100% this shit is going on today.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you. So that's why I keep telling everybody, please, please, please stay in touch with your parents, your grandparents, all the elderly people in your life, because they are the ones that are being affected in this movie. And that's why I told Desi, I said, I really want to talk about this movie because I know it's happening. And with Diane Wyston, and I loved her since I watched, she was the mom in The Lost Boys, remember?
Yeah.
So she comes in a lot of movies, and she's just one of those sweet women, and she's just one of the elderly that gets taken advantage of
in this movie. But you hear about this, right? And me working in long-term care as a CNA and then LVN phlebotomist for the years that I did, these are things that they taught us to be prepared for, you know? There's going to be a lot of people who walk through the doors of our facilities. And on most of those people, almost 98% of those people are all going to be people that are like respiratory therapists, physical therapists, and people who are there that are working with our facility. Then on the other half, there's going to be that 2% that are solicitors and the people that don't have no, and they taught us how to be prepared. Now, in my tenure, I can honestly say, with a clear mind and clear conscience, I never observed anything even remotely close to that. But I heard horror stories from other nurses.
So you know, it's not non-existent.
It absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is. Yes. Yeah. Yes, there is all kinds of people who will pray because, look, and it's just because, and you know what they've found more often than not?
What is it?
The people that are out there doing praying are people that used to be people that helped these people.
Right.
They used to be nurses or things like that that ended up.
And we don't want to tell you about the movie. We want you to watch it because it got him and I to a point we both just got up, we turned the TV off, and I just said, I can't see the end because the way that it was going, the direction it was leading us to, I really thought that there was not going to be any consequences. And I just turned it off. I was done with it. And I told Des, even if you don't have the grandparents or the parents and you know somebody that has elderly folks, please check on them. Encourage them to go check on their elderly people.
It's, listen to me.
This movie's going to make you do it anyway.
I'm young. Okay, I was in my 30s and I fell victim to circumstance many times. Okay? I'm a moron. I'll be happy to say that out loud, you know? Like, that's fine. But, you know, for folks who are, you know, for people, like, as someone that has taken care of people like that, that are absent-minded, you know, like to be there, you know, if you would have, before you try to take from people like that, if you were to just take a couple moments and just try to like speak with those folks and see where their mind state is at, like they're not even there, you know. I've had so many people telling me story, you know, I've had so many long-term care people tell me stories about, you know, things that, you know, and our job as nurses was to keep them in reality. They're telling me about, you know, going down to the river when they were kids and playing by the riverside and all this stuff, and it's bizarre. On top of, we're actually, Liz is getting a text right now and having, because we had a little bit of
accident.
A little bit of an architectural problem here with the house. So for those of you who don't know, our house was relatively new. It was built in 2017, but, you know, it was one of those architecture firms that built all the houses together. It's urban sprawl. So that's kind of, you know, we live in one of those like Pulte Homes kind of housing association situations. So some of the stuff that was done when was built, like, wasn't all...
It was done shitty. It was just done like, you know, what do they call them? Cookie cutter houses. Like one wall went up on one house, the next door neighbor's house went up the wall. Everybody's wall went up the same time.
Yeah.
So when they went in to do our island in the kitchen, they super glued. They might as well have just used super glue.
Well, I mean, it was...
To put our sink in.
Our sink was supposed to be, like, you know, it's a granite countertop. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, you know, riveted in. It's drilled in. But they're not, you know, like, they're... It didn't hold correctly because the materials that the guys used were... they were supposed to use a 1-inch particle board with a... It's not even... That's not supposed to be a glue. That was like an industrial glue that they used. They were supposed to use an epoxy, is what it was supposed to be. A clear epoxy. That was actually like a colored glue. And it just wasn't done right. So while my wife was giving the granddaughter a bath, the sink caved in. And so as you can imagine, it was surprising, but also very like, what? Like, how the hell did that even happen? So so we had one of our friends who's a GC come out.
Jason.
Yeah.
With Well Built.
he sent his son, and they checked it out. And, you know, his experience level, he has experience in that. But being that it's a granite top and everything, didn't want to compromise anything. So now we're
waiting for his team of glazers to come in and reinstall the sink and put it in the correct way with the correct material and silicone and everything else that's needed, so that it really probably will now last the life of the house.
She was actually expressing facial frustration right now as she was saying that. That's why her voice sounded a little bit muffled. She's rubbing her face and everything. And it's like, you know, kind of a unique situation. We're waiting right now to try to get, you know, word. But, you know, what's good is that right now we're really, like, everyone is together. You know, I can say that we've been really busting our butts to try to, like, get everything back together as far as for the programs here for me. She took... we just had a good week, a good weekend.
Well, the last 2 weeks I've been working overtime because we're so busy at work.
Yeah.
And then with the COVID and stuff last week, I missed a couple days going in and out. So this week I could go back on, but I just don't want to be back on overtime right now.
Yeah. And I mean, look, you guys.
It's a lot.
To those of you that are, you know, to all of you, the workers, the essential workers, and, you know, we salute you still, and we thank you for all of your service and the time that you guys put into you know, but let's not disregard the guys who work, because I mean, I used to work 10-12 hour shifts. So salute to all of you guys who aren't essential workers that are still working your shift. To everyone out there that is busting your butt to do whatever you have to do to make the ends meet, I salute you. We are, you know, we're really trying to figure out more avenues to create for people, to help them be able to help themselves and use this vehicle, this literal, like, conduit to help others, you know, like, so if any of you have any ways that, or anything that you want to, like, share with us as far as ideas or,
I'd like to actually hear, you know, some feedback on movies that we've recommended, especially this one. This one, I care a lot. I'd like to hear back from people that do have elderly parents, that maybe you kind of lose track of them once in a while, or you've not been in touch with them, or for some reason you guys are not speaking to each other. I guarantee you this movie is going to make you think about the people that want to be in touch with those elderly people.
And why.
So
So the name of the movie, the title of the movie is I Care a Lot. And I think it's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. So
I want Desmond to talk to you guys about the good Lord.
Oh, okay. Real good. We're going to wrap up real quick right after this. I just wanted to touch base. So as musicians, you guys, we are always looking for stuff to kind of bug people out when we make our beats, and a lot of it has to do with those really good, juicy monologues, right, that you hear from movies and stuff. So when Ed ever sends me anything new, like I'm
whether
excited.
Whether it's music, movies, anything.
I always get excited because I know I trust his artistic integrity. And so, you know, we both. So before I do that, I just want to plug because the second season of the Wu-Tang is going to be coming out,
ooh,
and I'm really excited about that. I also want to plug that we are now in the month that King Kong versus Godzilla will be coming out. And for listen to me, listen to me. All right, I want all of you heads out here who don't know any of the context about King Kong, who said, oh, well, Skull Island, he's not nearly as big as he was. Well, guess what? He was a kid. All right, he was a kid. So if you did any kind of homework, you would know, go to the King Kong forums, that the Kong on Skull Island is not the Kong that you're going to be seeing. It's a much older Kong. So, lick my balls. Just kidding.
Desmond!
I'm just being silly. Come on, guys. Okay. You guys know what it is. Just being silly. We're discussing sci-fi.
Okay.
Anyways.
I don't know about your friends.
So, okay. That being said, the good Lord Bird. The good Lord Bird. This movie, it's on Showtime and HBO Max, right? No, Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime,
you can get the
one of the package,
or whatever Showtime.
Showtime package.
I should tell you right there. That's why I handed you the.
Okay, info. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a historical drama. Okay, it's discussing the time. Just before the Civil War. It's actually discussing the players involved that helped to bring about the Civil War. For those of you who know about the story about Frederick Douglass and John Brown, this is where it breaks all of that down for you. It may not be as historically accurate, but to watch it, especially for this to come out now when, you know, racism and all of this is really at the forefront, you guys, it's brave. Ethan Hawke plays John Brown, and
he's phenomenal.
It's amazing. So when I you know, bringing it back around to what I said about Ed recommending this series, to hear some of the monologue and some of the things, excuse me, that he says in this series is amazing. So for those of you that are fans of Weapon of the Masses, you can anticipate some projects that will probably contain samples at some point from this particular program. So
they couldn't have picked a better actor,
honestly,
as Ethan Hawke to play Frederick Douglass.
So listen,
John Brown.
So listen. You guys know how we feel. We've talked a lot about movies. We've talked to you about Slackers. We've talked to you about Waking Life and
Dazed and Confused and all these.
Well,
movies.
I'm talking about Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater. Uh-huh.
And that him and Ethan Hawke are like good friends. They're like extremely good friends. He's used him in the one with the girl where they fell in love in Paris. I forget the damn name. Forgive me right now.
I'll get it right now. I just told it to you yesterday.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, to see him now become the method actor that he is, that he's become from where he was, is amazing.
If you look him up, there's a picture of him and Ethan Hawke right on the front.
All you need to do is just Google Richard Linklater, and the picture, the third picture there is Ethan Hawke and him. And the guy, he's, you know, I mean, he was born in 1960, Houston, Texas. Now, listen, you guys. For those of you who have watched Dazed and Confused, all right, that movie's amazing. First, okay. Before Sunrise and Before Midnight. Yeah, and Before Sunset. Those were the movies, you guys. Okay, great movies. Boyhood. Think about this. He's the only director that I know that filmed, that literally started a movie and over 20 years. Boyhood.
And if you haven't watched Boyhood, it is so good.
It's really a great movie.
I love the actress that's in it too.
And I know I didn't want this to kind of like turn into a segue for just him, for Art Linkletter, because we're big fans of his. There's certain directors that her and I just kind of gravitate towards. We just the way that they write, the way that they the cinematography, the storytelling is
amazing.
I mean,
Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette are in Boyhood.
Okay, so
you guys got to catch up on movies.
Seriously. And so reach out to us, audiblelegibleradio2020@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We'll tell us your name. We'll shout you out on Tuesday Talk, you know, and we'll discuss
it. Desi, Liz, or now Trevor. He's got full access to all of our emails, our inbox, our fan club page. We all do. So
follow us and reach out to us and let us know what you guys are watching and what you guys are into. If you guys can see this, because I don't know if in other countries, like, I don't know, you know, I don't know how the whole thing works. Like,
well, I'm sure they have Netflix and all those things, right? Yeah.
Okay. So reach out to us, you guys, and let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you're into, games you're playing, please. We are definitely into, you know, our man here has.
I want to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Now that Trevor's here.
Yes.
Because I'm a Zelda head, and Trevor is a Zelda head.
Yes.
So I'm so excited that we got Zelda back in the house.
A lot of Zelda.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of Zelda. Yeah.
That's Trev, everybody. You want to say hi, Trev? He's been sitting here.
What's up?
Yes, that's the man himself.
That's the Zelda master.
Yes.
You'll be hearing much more from me soon.
Yes. So tomorrow we're going to be in the studio together, him and I, and we're going to be introducing him formally to all of you guys, and getting him more acquainted with you guys and getting you guys more acquainted with him. So we're really stoked. So we're going to wrap up for today. We got to get spaghetti started, and you know, we have the granddaughter trying to come in and everything. So we're going to wrap up right now, but thank you guys so much again for another, you know, letting us into your eardrums for just a little bit
into
of time.
Into your cars, your walks, your work,
you know, wherever you guys are listening to us. If you're sitting in front of your computer and you're looking over at your Funko Pops and whatever things you have set up, all your little pictures of your family and friends and stuff, just remember, you know, we're out here and we're with you. There's nothing, you know, we're struggling. We're still struggling, but we're
making it.
But we're together.
Yes.
And so that's the biggest thing. So we love you guys. Thank you again. And we will see you again in 2 weeks.
Yes. Again, live, love, laugh. Thanks for tuning in. We love you.